Well, George, you've come under fire from those who say this new district was carved out special, just for you.
Well, I don't see it that way. When you look at the enrollment numbers, when you look at the political figures, however the politicians and this system does that, it doesn't add up and make sense that a Republican, a conservative, and an independent running in a district that has more Democrats enrolled in an area that is very large, almost nearly 140 miles long, about 132 or 136 miles.
Who is George Amador?
I'm a businessman, a small business owner, who understands the difficulty it is to operate a business in the state of New York. It's very frustrating in the state of New York to operate a business, and it's very expensive in the state of New York to operate a business. I'm also a husband and a father of three in the state of New York, which is, in some cases, kind of frightening or concerning, because what type of and kind of futures are we leaving our children? We face, in particularly in upstate New York, we face some very difficult challenges.
What are some of those challenges?
We face a very high tax burden. We face a high unemployment rate. We face less opportunities for our young people who are off to school and say, hey, look, Mom, Dad, I don't want to move back home and to raise my family because, you know what? There's no jobs there. There's no the cost of living there is too high. I'd rather be in a different climate. I'd rather be in an area that there's a lot of activity that goes. You know, in the building business or in business in general, activity breeds activity. It's contagious. And we want to. One of the things that I've always done in the 5 years of being in the legislature is, how do we make the Capital Region or upstate New York more affordable to not only just work and live, but to stay?
Now, one of the things you say you're concerned about is the size of state government.
We've seen our state government grow at sizes that is just unsustainable. We've seen, our school districts, which I believe we need to do a whole lot more in, of helping our teachers, being able to give them the resources and the opportunities not to teach to a test, but to teach to the ability of those of every single student in the classroom. And unfortunately, the state of New York has got that wrong right now, because they're not teaching for the student. They're teaching to the test so that, well, maybe there's federal money or state money that can be poured in. No. Our system is wrong. Why? It's bogged down by a bureaucracy that's not in tune with ordinary people.
Another issue you've taken to heart as an assemblyman is the proposed thruway toll hike.
I want to take the responsibility or that decision away from the New York State Thruway Authority faceless bureaucrats, and I want to put it into the hands of the ones who are accountable to the taxpayers, are accountable to the voters, are accountable to all the citizens in the state of New York. The one who swore, and took the pledge of our Constitution, and that is the legislature and the governor. So if we have to make tough decisions on balancing a budget, what if we're going to raise or decrease taxes and spending in the state of New York on a yearly basis with the state budget, then we should be having that same responsibility on the decision whether the New York State Thruway Authority needs more revenue for operation.
Should legislating be a full-time job? Now, Cecilia Katchik says if you're not in there full-time, you're not doing a good job. You've been, quoted as saying that it should not be a full-time job.
First of all, I think our founding fathers got it right described what a legislator, state legislator is. And it is one who is a citizen legislator, one who works in the field, and then one who goes to Albany and legislates and represents. If you don't have that connection of how businesses, how families, how employees, how things really work and run, the full-time Albany politicians, the career Albany politicians, they legislate to continue to keep their job. I don't legislate to keep my job. I legislate to represent and to make New York better. So I think it's funny because it was designed to be a part-time job, and it can be. And I think that it keeps the elected officials accountable and connected to the real world when you have another job and you can represent your district. I will remain a citizen legislator if I win the Senate seat. I will continue to operate my business. I will continue to meet a payroll, make tough decisions, and to come up with solutions on how to make New York a much more business-friendly state.